This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, January 4th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll hear about new Democratic clout in Washington and what it means to Illinois, and a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana. But first, today's news. Champaign County Democratic Party Chairman Tony Fabry is slated to become the next county auditor. The county's Democratic Central Committee voted to nominate Fabry to the post at a special meeting last night. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
Fabry received 84% of the vote from Democratic Precinct Committee members, with the rest going to the party's Labor Vice Chairman, Kevin Sandifer of Royal. Another hopeful, former Urbana Mayor Todd Satterthwaite, withdrew, citing the need for party unity. Party unity was a major topic of discussion at the meeting. Champaign County Democrats had been divided by fights for leadership positions on the county board. Fabry, who gave up his bid for county board chairman last month in favor of compromise candidate Pius Weibel, says he thinks the party is more unified now.
You know, I think that a lot of that's behind us now. I don't think this is going to be a divisive fight. I think that we're really moving in the right direction as a party. And I think, you know, there's been disagreements certainly over the past 2 years, but I think that the next 2 years, you're going to see a more united, stronger, harder-working Democratic Party.
Fabry says as auditor, he'll concentrate on monitoring county finances and speaking out if state laws and county policies aren't being followed. The Champaign County Board votes on Fabry's nomination at a special meeting next Wednesday. That's the day outgoing auditor Mike Frericks is to be sworn in as a state senator. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The author of a monthly economic index for Illinois says the state is catching up to the nation's long-term economic recovery. The University of Illinois Flash Index posted another month of steady growth in December. It's been in the same narrow range for the last 18 months. Economist Fred Gertz says the state had been lagging behind the nation's economic pace over the last few years, but that's changing.
We didn't recover very quickly from the recession of 2001, but we've done fairly well the last year or so. The Flash Index has remained at a relatively high level, and somewhat surprisingly, the unemployment rate is really low now in Illinois, the lowest it's ever been in recorded history, and it's lower than the national average.
Gertz says many forecasters are predicting a bit of slowdown nationally in 2007, but he says there's nothing in the Illinois Index that reveals a beginning to that slowdown. The Flash Index looks at each month's state tax revenues from individuals, corporations, and sales. Chicago Mayor Richard Daley is again promoting stronger gun control measures. Daley appeared yesterday with several other state and local officials to spell out their 2007 gun legislation agenda. The proposed state laws are similar to measures Daley has proposed in the past that failed in Springfield, but Daley says he's confident they can make progress this year. The legislation includes an assault weapons ban, licensing of gun dealers, and limiting handgun purchases to one per month. Illinois State Rifle Association Executive Director Richard Pearson says the state already has some of the toughest gun laws in the country, and passing more laws will not deter criminals from obtaining firearms. However, Pearson acknowledged Democratic control of both the State House and Senate could result in passage of some gun control measures. The Chicago suburb of Wilmette is destroying the nearly 2,900 ash trees on its public grounds. Some of the trees have been attacked by the emerald ash borer beetle, but most are healthy. The action is being taken because of the serious threat the ravenous beetle presents to ash trees. There are more than 130 million of the trees in Illinois. Wilmette Village President Chris Canning says other towns need to budget for the battle ahead. He also says the village is asking state and federal governments to create a financial aid program for towns battling the beetle. It was first discovered in Illinois in June in Kane County. In July, the beetle was found in Wilmette and Evanston, and then later in nearby Winnetka. Rockford mother Jennifer Smith says she knew her daughter Kimberly had been late for school a few times this year, but she had no idea it was as many as 40, and school records show Kimberly also had 14 absences. Smith got the shock yesterday at the debut of Rockford's truancy court. About 50 students who have received citations under a new truancy ordinance were on the docket yesterday. About 11 students were sentenced to a deferred prosecution program made up of counseling sessions about the importance of school. 8 students were fined up to $100, 6 got community service, and 4 got both fines and service. Of the 50 cited students, 18 didn't show up for their court dates. Court will be held Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. 2006 was a warm year for much of the nation, including Illinois. In fact, in the 112 years of recorded temperatures, last year finished as the ninth warmest. State climatologist Jim Angel says 2006 began with the warmest January on record, and the development of a system known as El Niño in the Pacific elevated temperatures late in the year and into 2007.
And we see that in the National Weather Service forecast. But I expect that any impacts will probably be pretty short-lived, and it's expected that this one's going to fade away in the next couple months, so I would expect the impacts will also fade away as well.
Angel says the 2006 average temperature of 54 degrees wound up a degree and a half below the all-time warmest year in Illinois, which was 1921. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. This morning, Illinois' longtime congressional power broker, House Speaker Dennis Hastert, will hand the gavel over to Democrat Nancy Pelosi of California. That gesture ushers in the first Democratic majority in both the House and the Senate since 1994. From Washington, Sam Hudzik reports on what the new power balance means for Illinois' clout on Capitol Hill.
Today's handoff has got to be a tough moment for longtime Speaker Dennis Hastert, especially since just last fall he was publicly confident Republicans would come out on top.
We're working hard to hold the House, and I think we will. So,
do you think you're going to be Speaker when you return?
That's my intention.
But on election night, it became clear that would not be the case. And after 8 years as Speaker, Hastert returns today to being a member of the congressional rank and file. As Speaker, Hastert brought many millions in federal funding to the state, paying for things such as airport improvements, medical centers, and libraries. Plus, the Speaker decides what legislation gets considered and what stays on the shelf. So for many, losing this post is a clear setback for Illinois.
Well, I don't think it helps.
That's Representative Judy Biggert, a Republican. She represents the district just east of Hastert's and credits him with helping bring some $6 billion to Illinois in a recent highway bill.
We've had a wonderful speaker who has really been helpful to everyone in Illinois and the Illinois delegation, both Republicans and Democrats. And I don't think there's any one of us who wouldn't say that when we needed something that he was always there.
Now Hastert won't be in the same position to help. But does that mean Illinois is powerless in a post-Hastert House of Representatives? Democratic Representative Danny Davis doesn't think so. He says a number of the state's members will now chair key subcommittees and step up into minor and major positions of power.
Now you count up the impact and the influence that a combination of this group will have on Nancy Pelosi. I don't think you could say that we had a loss at all.
Going even further, Davis says Illinois will gain power in the Democratic takeover. One reason is Representative Rahm Emanuel from Chicago's North Side. After a successful run as chief campaign strategist for House Democrats, Emanuel was elected chairman of the Democratic Caucus, the number four leadership position in the House. Emanuel received the support of incoming Speaker Pelosi.
Everybody thinks of Rahm as this very astute politician, cold-blooded, capable, calculating in terms of winning an election, and that's a modest view. He's that and many things more.
But the heaviest hitters for Illinois are on the other side of Capitol Hill in the Senate, and the final partisan scoreboard there gives Senate Democrats a slim majority.
2 years ago, 45 to 55. Today, 51-49.
That's Illinois' senior senator, Dick Durbin, speaking before an enthusiastic crowd 2 days after the election. In the new Congress, Durbin gets a significant promotion, jumping from Senate Minority Whip up to Majority Whip, a position that gives him a lot of time speaking on the Senate floor and at the frequent press conferences held by the leadership.
We can not only make a better agenda for our nation, but a better Congress for years to come.
And with the state's other senator, Barack Obama, now considering a presidential campaign, Illinois has a 1-2 punch among the most vocal in the Senate. But with all the power afforded to Speaker Hastert these past 8 years, can Illinois Democrats really offset that loss of clout?
Well, it depends on the meaning of clout.
Thomas Mann is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, a self-described independent think tank in Washington, D.C. Mann says local officials often gauge the influence of their members of Congress on how much cash they bring home for local projects, something Hastert was very good at. But he says larger national issues like the war in Iraq, Social Security, and the federal debt are
probably having a much more profound effect on families in Illinois than you know, handful of projects that are brought to the state.
Mann says, sum total, the new Congress will probably increase Illinois' power. But he says the true test is the impact the state's delegation will have on the national issues Democratic leaders have promised to address. Those debates begin today. I'm Sam Hudzik.
The forecast for East Central Illinois, cloudy today, showers and areas of rain developing and increasing this afternoon with a high of 48 degrees. Tonight, cloudy with showers continuing through the evening, then decreasing by early morning, the low around 40. Cloudy skies tomorrow, a few scattered showers possible, warm, the high 52 degrees. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, January 4th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.